Several years ago, someone gave me a tree as a gift. That could seem like an odd gift, but I was actually really excited about it because I had never done much with gardening or trying to care for a plant. And when they gave it to me, they gave me all the instructions of what you need to do, how to find the place where to plant it, how to take care of it once it's in the ground. So I go home, and I look around at all the places that we have, and I find the perfect spot to put it. I dig out the hole, put it down in there, cover it back, put all the mulch around it, and I do everything that I'm supposed to do to care for this tree so that it can start to grow. And every day when I woke up, I ran outside and I looked at my tree. And you know, a tree doesn't change much from day to day, but I found signs of hope that things were going well. And then, all of a sudden, they weren't going so well. Looked like the tree was beginning to die and to get sick. So I do a lot of research, and I try all these different techniques to save this tree. And I'm starting to spend all of my time around bringing this tree back to life. But nothing works. And one day, it's clear, it's dead. It's just a twig sticking out of the ground at this point. No matter how much I would put effort into trying to save it then, there was never going to be anything that would come from it. It wasn't going to bear fruit. It was just an exercise in futility at that point. And so I accepted the reality, pulled it out of the ground, and threw it into the fire. While it was burning, I had a realization that in all this time when I was myopically focused on this one tree, I had missed the reality around me. I lived on a farm. I was surrounded by hundreds of trees, trees that also needed care and attention, that needed to be pruned. Some were sick and needed special care. But I had spent all of my effort trying to save this one because it was mine, and I let all the others go. So from that day forward, I started to care about all the trees that were around me, and things went a lot better. It produced a great deal more fruit. I think very often in life we get into these situations, you know, the ones that we describe as beating our head against a wall. We start spending all of our time trying to solve this problem, save this person, or fix this situation, that we lose sight of everything else around us. Because there really does come a point at which our efforts cannot achieve anything. It's not because there's something wrong with us. It's the situation. It's the nature of it. We're just not going to fix it. And we don't want to let go because we feel like, you know, that's just a loser mentality to give up. And yet, we see it in the scriptures. We see it from God himself in his relationship with Israel. He pulled them out of slavery in Egypt. He gave them what it was, in essence, a paradise to live in. And he poured out his love on them, but they rejected him. So he sends them the prophets to call them back, and they kill the prophets. So in his last-ditch effort, he gives them everything that he has. He gives them his son, and they kill the son as well. So he moves on. He opens up his kingdom to everyone, to us, the church, and it finally begins to bear fruit, spreads across the whole world, and gives us the church we see today. Sometimes we have to know when to give up, when we've finally reached that point that our efforts won't produce anything. We don't get there quickly. It's something that can only be done with discernment and prayer. But whenever we find ourselves beating our heads up against the wall, we need to turn to God and ask, is this the time that I need to move on? Because inevitably, once we do, we find there are so many more places where we could spend our time and energy and will bear fruit, that will produce the things that we're looking for in the world, that when that one thing has been taken away and our hearts are finally opened, we can be fruitful in the world. So let us always turn to God in prayer and ask Him about the problems we're facing in life, to prepare ourselves for that moment when we give up and begin putting our efforts into other places and seeing the true fruits of the kingdom of God.